Going on, DFS Army. Craig Bennett, aka Cash Keg, here. Going to talk to you about the Sunday NFL divisional round. We got two games on slate, just like yesterday. A little bit early start time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Going to walk through both DraftKings and FanDuel, talk about lineup construction, maybe some fades, maybe some plays that you go all in on, or, you know, condense that pool. Just looking at, you know, through the week. You know, one thing they do with the playoffs, they tend to, you know, take the salary and pull them way down. So you don't really have to play, you know, these complete scrubs when you're building these lineups. But before that, if you don't mind, hit that subscribe button for me. We've got up to 750 on the channel, really pushing for 1,000 here by the end of the month. So I really appreciate your support. And if you don't mind hitting that thumbs up button, let me know you like these videos and I'll keep trying to knock them out. I know we got some NBA on tap today, some early games start at 1, and then another 4-game slate. So with that, we'll just dive right in here to DraftKings NFL. And again, with KC on the slate, we always know that they're priced up. At quarterback here, I think, for me, I'm going to go two ways, and it's in this first game with KC and Cleveland. I think in cash games, you're just going to plug in Patrick Mahomes. In tournaments, I don't mind taking a chance at Mayfield because it allows you to get some more of these skill positions in because they are super expensive. You know, like Tyreek Hill's expensive, Travis Kelce super expensive, Kamara's expensive. So, you know, saving about $2,500 going down to Mayfield might be the way that you want to go. But if you're building a cash build, it is clearly Mahomes. He's got, you know, probably 10 points on anybody else in this group. I don't want a ton of Brady and Breeze. You know, I think you could look at sprinkling them in, but honestly, I just prefer this first game. And again, if you wanted to go all in on Mahomes, I could understand it, but I think I would sprinkle in a little bit of Mayfield. And if I was going to choose between Brady and Breeze, it would probably be the Brady side. But let's just throw Holmes in here. Look at running back position. Kamara's up to 7,600 on DraftKings. Nick Chubb's at 6,500. We do have some injuries we're waiting on, which could change things up a little bit. Edwards-Helaire, you know, is questionable. He's 5,200. If he wasn't going to play, we'll see, you know, more Bell. And then we could see some Darwin Thompson as well at 4,200. But I'm sure we'll see more Bell here being in the playoffs. So he would be interesting at that point. I still think with Mahomes, he's going to spread it around. He's going to still focus on Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. But on the Cleveland side, you know, with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, I think I love Kareem Hunt, you know. I mean, you'll see it all over the place this week, everybody talking it up, the narrative, you know, going back and playing against KC because, you know, that's where he did come up before his big incident and then they moved him. So I don't mind playing Kareem Hunt. Even if they get behind, he's going to catch a lot of passes. It definitely opens things up a little bit. You know, Kamara is definitely in play. We actually have Lats Murray. He is questionable as well. You know, Kamara is going to get all the work anyways. So I don't mind going Kamara. Maybe I want to put in Kamara and Hunt here. This is where we're starting to get issues, though, if we throw in Kamara. So I'm just going to leave him off this build until we, you know, kind of see where else we can save. This might be a slate where if we want to fit in, you know, three studs, you know, we have to think about maybe that flex position, you know, throwing in a cheap guy like a double tight end, like an Austin Hooper, you know, or like maybe a Hardman or somebody like that to allow us to pay up a little bit. I'm going to skip real quick to the tight end position because I think if you're playing cash games and even tournaments, you know, Kelce's just far and away better than anyone. Cleveland gets trashed against tight ends. You know, he's $7,700, but he's a wide receiver. So if we see if we can make this build work, and again, and this is this decision I think you're going to have to make in cash games even. Are you going to throw in Kamara or are you going to throw in Kelce? You know, if you throw in Kamara here with Holmes, it leaves you basically $4,400 for everything else. Now, I think you can make it work if you throw in Kamara here and you throw in Hunt. You know, if we just throw in a defense, let's say Saints are probably going to be the most popular against Tampa Bay at home. You know, I always think you can punt. Doesn't matter what defense you play. You know, I was, if you listen to yesterday's podcast, I was high on the Bills just because of Jackson and it worked out real well. He scored 19 points. I don't have a real good read on defense here. I'm going to throw in the Saints and then we'll see what we kind of have left. But thrown in this build here with Mahomes, Kamara, Kelsey, I'm going to throw Tyreek Hill in just see if we can even make it happen. So if we put in all the studs we want, Mahomes, Kamara, Tyreek Hill, Kelsey, this is where I'm saying to make this something like this work, you'd have to come back. And even if we went back to Austin Hooper on the other side at 3,700, it only leaves us 3,600 for two wide receiver spots. And this is a complete studs and duds build by far. So it's kind of rough to go up this route. And this is what I was kind of talking about when I was building things. Or maybe you want to get off the Saints D and say, go down to the Browns just to punt them and give you a little bit more flexibility with around 4K left in this particular build. And there's ways to make it happen where you're not like, you know, like, okay, say we got this build where we have basically a KC stack where we're with Mahomes, Hill, and Kelsey. We think they're going to get all the touchdowns. You know, they got a 33 implied team total. And so say each of them catches two touchdowns and they both go for over 100 yards and they're just absolutely smashing. Mahomes throws five touchdowns and 400 yards. Well, if they're doing that good, then Cleveland's going to have to be doing something. So I want to bring something back with Cleveland. This is like a complete Cleveland KC stack, bringing a little bit back with New Orleans with Kamara. So we could look back and down here at Cleveland and say, okay, well, maybe Higgins gets involved or maybe Landry. Let's throw in Landry here. We throw in Landry, we only have 2,900 left. We can't even make this work to throw him in here. So we got to look down and say, okay, we need somebody, another pass catcher here. Well, maybe Higgins is the guy and at least it's 4,100 left. Well, then we could slide in right there. We got Nykel Hardman. Actually fits perfect in this build, but it's a complete onslaught stack of KC. I mean, it's, you know, you're hoping that in this scenario, if we threw in Hardman, that, you know, Mahomes throws five touchdown passes, Hill catches two, Kelsey catches two, and maybe Hardman catches one, and then bringing it back, and your hope Higgins is the one with Hooper get all the work, and they shut down Landry. And again, you're just punting defense, and you're hoping that the Browns can maybe sack Mahomes or maybe pick him off or something and get a defensive touchdown, and then it doesn't really matter so much. But let's say if we take out Kamara in this build and we're still trying to figure out our full KC stack, but we don't want to throw in a Hardman and go a full onslaught, but just maybe a 3-2 bring back. And so we're like, okay, we don't want Higgins, but we want to bring it back with Landry. And then that running back position, we're like, I really don't like any of the running backs on the Tampa Bay side at all. Even if Jones is out, I don't want Fournette even at 4,900. Not in this position, not up against that Saints run D. So maybe I want to go double. Maybe I want to come down a little bit to Chubb, and maybe he can break off a couple here and go double running back, and at least with the 4K. And again, we're still at that, you know, maybe we want to go Higgins here, and it's just a full, I can't go that because you're going to have to play two games. So you probably have to go down to, it could be a complete punt wide receiver here. I believe Smith, the last time I checked, I believe Smith is active. Yeah, Tre'Quan Smith is active this week. So maybe that's someone we can look at 3,300 to open things up a little bit. You know, so he's the kind of guy that we could look at to throw in a lineup like this. Or maybe we throw in a Tre'Quan Smith. We still don't have the money to get up to Kamara here. So there's different ways to build this. Again, on DraftKings, maybe, you know, you think Mayfield can put up. If you're going to play Mayfield, I think you're going to hope he can score 20 fantasy points. So if we throw Mayfield in this, let's just get to Kamara, and then maybe let's just upgrade that other wide receiver position to closely a Godwin. You know, I would want, you know, maybe you want to go, if we still want to go Tyreek Hill, you know, I would want one of, you know, Antonio Brown, Godwin, Evans, Thomas. I mean, that's where you want to look at in this range. I don't know if we'll have the salary to get up to it, but when you put in Mayfield here on DraftKings, it opens up a ton of that. Or maybe you're like, okay, well, I'm not going to get up to Landry, but let me throw in Kamara, and then I can go in maybe Sanders, and I'll just get try to get all the work from the Saints side. So there's ways to go around that. I think your big decision on DraftKings when you're building cash games, though, is first your quarterback. You know, I still think you go up and you go Mahomes. You don't get crazy there. But then I'm really leaning the double tight end here with Hooper. If they're going to be playing from behind, he's going to get some looks. And I kind of like this build in cash games and just try to figure out where those other two wide wide receiver positions are. If it's going to be a Sanders and a, you know, if we go Sanders and then a Hardman, if we go, you know, Higgins and Hardman, if we go Robinson, if we want to go down to Tre'Quan Smith and maybe try to get up to a Landry or a Brown, Antonio Brown. So this is kind of how I would lean on things. It's, again, if you wanted to take one of these guys off, for me, it might be Tyreek Hill. You know, I think Kelsey's my first plug in here on DraftKings, and I don't want to kind of get away from that. So even if we threw off Tyreek Hill here, maybe go more balanced at the wide receiver position in cash games, which might be the way to go. You know, I mean, not saying I don't like Tyreek Hill, but he eats up so much salary, and I talked about how it's hard to fit these guys in. But then it lets you get a Michael Thomas. Maybe then I want to go down here to Sanders, and then maybe like an Antonio Brown or Landry. Then your wide receiver position is a little safer. You're not having to rely on those two punts to fit in Hill, and you need Hill to have a monster game to get there. But you know, just the volume alone for Thomas, and then if you throw in say Landry here, and then you know we got Sanders or Higgins, feel more safe than Hardman. Hardman just feels like more of a GPP play that I would do maybe if I was going to fade Hill and go Hardman. But Sanders and Higgins should get work. You know, and if again, if Cleveland's playing from behind, maybe I want to go double Higgins and Landry and Hooper and just feel like they're going to be passing a ton. And that's where I'm fading Chubb here. So that's how I'm looking at things. Again, I think I'm going to go extremely heavy on the tight end positions. Like I just, you know, if you're looking at tournaments, maybe you want to look at a Jared Cook, 3,800. I do like to double tight end, though, in cash builds just to fit in some of this other stuff. Maybe take a chance on Brait or Gronk. It's going to be a small tight end pool for me in this two gamer. And I might even hit the lock button on Kelsey. I know he's super expensive, but I feel the best about him compared to Tyreek. And the ownership's going to be there. Don't get me wrong. He's going to be really highly owned, but I still think that we can kind of get there. Let's head on over to FanDuel. Look at the position and pricing over here and builds. The one thing we have to consider is pricing on quarterback. Tyreek Hill is 9,200. Baker Mayfield's 7,400. He's actually more expensive than Drew Brees over here on FanDuel. Again, let's throw Mahomes in this cash build. I think, you know, he's going to be the highest owned quarterback by far, probably 50% owned, even in tournaments. So I think you just slide him in your builds here in cash games and just kind of move on. Running back position, Kamara is 9K. Again, we like that point per reception a little bit more. So I'm not sure I'll be extremely heavy on him on FanDuel. Again, I talked about Kareem Hunt and liking him a lot at that price on DraftKings at 4,800. He's 62 over here, 100 here on FanDuel. So maybe we'll slide him in a slot. Again, Fournette, if Ronald Jones is out, I think you can consider him a little bit more. Maybe he gets a couple goal line looks where touchdowns are way more important on FanDuel than they are in DraftKings. And then if Edwards-Helaire plays 6,100, I don't mind going there. Or Le'Veon Bell at 6K if Edwards-Helaire is out. And then tournaments, if you want to take a chance on like a Darwin Thompson or something. But that's deep field 150 shots. But let's just put Kareem Hunt in this and kind of move on and see what else we have. We're going to slide right over the tight end position because, again, we talked about this before. I'm just going to slide in Kelsey in this. You know, Cleveland gets smashed against him. I'm just going to go heavy, especially in cash games. He's going to be, again, 50% owned in tournaments and cash games. He's going to be super high owned. So we're just going to throw him in there. Again, I'm going to kind of go to this why we're building this lineup and kind of go the double tight end again. So I'm going to throw in Austin Hooper at 5,500 just to see a little bit of savings before we go anywhere else. Defense, again, Browns 3,200. Saints are 4,800. They're the most expensive here. We're on DraftKings. They were second highest. So I'm just going to throw in the Browns defense just to kind of see all the salary we have left for these four positions. But again, if you can get up to the Saints, I prefer the Saints. But on these four-game slates, who cares what defense you play? You know, you're just hoping for some sacks, interception, something like that. Again, the Browns should get throttled here, but if it allows you to get up the pieces you want to, I don't mind it. I do like the Saints better. Let's head up to the wide receiver position and see what can fit in this lineup. We got about 6,850 remaining average per position here. Just looking through things and seeing, you know, salary wise, again, Tyreek Hill's 8,800. These guys are all at a premium. So if you wanted to still do the double stack of Mahomes, Hill, and Kelsey, which has worked a lot, you still have you have 6,200 left. So if we throw him in here, he eats up a ton of salary. So we got to kind of look down in this range and see what we have as cheap. Like I said, Tre'Quan Smith is available to play. Not a guy I would smash in, but in tournaments, you might want to look at him at 4,800. He does open up some things, but there's nobody down here that I'm like, oh, I got to play any of these cheap guys. There's no real good cheap guys here. So I think in this 5K range is where your money's going to be made. You know, Emmanuel Sanders, you know, with Watkins out, like I said, that opens up Hardman at 5,200, Higgins at 5,300. Again, it's very similar to DraftKings, where if you want to play Hill, you're probably living in this range. The problem with Google Hill, you're going to Onslaught stack. You're hoping, if you're going Patrick Mahomes with Hill and Kelsey and Hardman, you better bring it back with some KC guys like Hunt and a Higgins. But don't put a running back in there, because, like I said, if Mahomes is going to go off, he's got to spread it around to all three of those guys. So maybe let's just throw Higgins in this lineup. Got 6,600 left. Let's throw Sanders, and it leaves us with 7,600 left at running back. And it's really an awkward spot. So, again, can't get up to Kamara, can't get up to Chubb. You know, we're on this weird range. So maybe we take out Sanders here. Let's throw in Le'Veon Bell here, and we got 7,300 left at wide receiver. Then we can look at a Michael Thomas. So I don't mind looking at something like this if Edwards-Helaire was ruled out and Bell, we could think, could get a little bit more action here. We could kind of look at this and hope that Bell gets one in the end zone, you know, goal line carry or something like that, or bust a big one. That's something we can look at. Or maybe if Edwards-Helaire does play and we're just going like full Onslaught KC stack and we're like, okay, we throw him in there, we still have enough to get to Michael Thomas. So maybe you build this, maybe you build a similar lineup like this, and then you're sitting here and you're like, okay, I'm going full Onslaught KC Cleveland stack. We've got 3-4 there. And all we're doing is waiting on the news for Edwards-Helaire or Bell, and you're throwing it in. You're like, I'm all in on this first game, and I have Michael Thomas sitting there for the second game. That is one way to go around it. If we don't do this, let's like I said, in cash games, it's tough to fit in both Hill and Kelsey. Let's do another variation of this for, think about a cash game build where you don't throw in Tyreek Hill, and you look at it and you're like, okay, let me go Michael Thomas here. On the other side, maybe I want to go Antonio Brown or Godwin. Let's throw Godwin in here just to look at it. And then let's go Landry in this build. We got 5,800 left. Leaves us in a dead spot again. I think you want to get up to at least Kamara, Chubb, or you want to have a Bell or Edwards-Helaire here. So I'm going to throw in Edwards-Helaire in this build. I'm going to get off Landry. And maybe I'll go down to Antonio Brown in this build. So this way it gives me all the pass catchers, which we think that second game is going to be extremely pass heavy and it's not going to be run heavy. So it gives us all the pass catchers from that second game. You know, Godwin and Brown, bringing it back with Thomas. And then the rest of our stack is that first game with Patrick Mahomes. That is another way to go around it. I think it all depends on your decision on if you're going double tight end and then if you're going to go Tyreek Hill or not. I mean, that's going to make a big decision on the rest of your builds. Now, for tournaments, if we take out Mahomes and we say, well, let's punt down here to Baker Mayfield or go down to maybe want to go Drew Brees. I think he's more viable here on FanDuel. Or even Tom Brady, you know, they're so much cheaper. They're around the same price point. We're not getting the massive savings like we did on DraftKings. So maybe you want to go Drew Brees here and think he's going to, you know, turn back the clock and throw 3 or 4 touchdowns. They got a 27 implied team total. So if he can get three passing touchdowns, and, you know, I want to pair him up with at least one of Thomas, you know, and maybe I want to go in this build since we have the money. We'll throw up and go up to Kamara, maybe Kamara, Thomas, and Brees stack. Bring it back with a Godwin, and then we can throw a Higgins or a Hardman here. I like that kind of build as well. And again, this is still at the double tight end, and the only reason I'm doing this is because I don't really love the running back position on FanDuel when it comes to the PPR, or just we need the salary savings, I feel like, on the slate because of how expensive KC is and how I want to have a piece of that. It's extremely hard to just fit three running backs and actually love it. So I just prefer the double tight end bill. Maybe we want to get off the Cleveland Browns defense, throw in, see if you throw in the Saints, it even screws you up here. Or maybe you throw in Tampa Bay. And even again, even though it's against Breeze, like I said, I don't care about the defense when it comes to how this works out. But maybe I think Breeze tries to force it and the Buccaneers can pick him off or sack him. And it still leaves us enough money to throw in a Higgins or Hardman here, even upgrading the defense to the Buccaneers, which I have no problem with this on FanDuel. I think FanDuel, I probably prefer the Bucs at price. And I think on DraftKings, I just love punting defenses regardless, even down to the Browns. So again, this kind of build is a little different. And this is what I'm talking about, how expensive KC is. We got the Breeze, Thomas Kamara stack, bringing it back with Godwin. And then you can pick one of Higgins or Hardman in this lineup to kind of slide in. And you still have Hunt, which is a good play. And again, Hooper's going to get a ton of work. They should be playing catch up with Kelsey. So a build like this, you know, is viable. It all comes down to, you know, do you prefer Drew Brees and Kamara? Or it doesn't have to be Drew Brees, like in this lineup, in this particular lineup. You know, if you wanted to go, if you think Baker Mayfield's going to get there for you, or if you think Tom Brady's going to get there for you, the problem is at wide receiver, when you do that, you're at this weird position where if you want to get up to a Hardman or a Higgins, you're not going to be able to get up to a Higgins in this lineup, but you can get up to a Hardman, and then you can punt that Browns defense in something like this to get up to a Tom Brady. And again, I still got one of his pass catchers here, bringing it back with two on the other side. But in this, Godwin has to catch two or three touchdowns to get there. So I don't particularly like this as much. And again, in cash, I'm just going to go up to Patrick Mahomes. I'm just trying to build some different scenario-based lineups. And if you're doing single entry, you're doing three max, this is what you should be doing in your head. You should be building scenarios of how you think the game's going to go. Just don't be like, well, he fits, but who's going to get up? Who's going to score? Like I said, if you're doing full KC onslaught stack, you better have, if you're going to have three pass catchers, you better have the quarterback. Like that's like, especially like a Mahomes. So I guess it all depends on what you want to do at wide receiver position, but your quarterback decision is going to dictate all that. So in cash, I would go Mahomes. And if we build a build like this, maybe where we have Mahomes, Hunt, Kamara with Kelsey, Hooper, I'm going to slide the Browns defense in this, just see what else we have. We got out 6,600. I said, even if we throw Kamara in a build like this and we got off of Tyreek Hill for cash games, then we could look at, again, maybe we want to, again, go super heavy, bring him back with Cleveland at 6,300. Can't get up to Brown, but we can throw Emmanuel Sanders in this lineup instead of going up to Thomas. Or if we want to go, you know, Thomas for 300 more, which is a better play, and then 6K, we can still go Sanders. So again, this is Kamara, Thomas, Sanders. We got no Tampa Bay in this lineup, but these are ways you can go. Again, I think if I'm going to hit one lock button play on this slate, it would probably be Kelsey. And then for me, it's like on both sides, too cheap Hunt. Hunt is just too cheap. I think in a running back where I'm like, I'm struggling to really get behind any of these running back plays. You know, Chubb is 2K more. I think you could run double if you wanted in tournaments, if you want to run double running backs and figure that maybe they can catch a couple screen passes and take one of the house against KC, do something like that. But favorite plays, again, if I was going to lock button in, it'd be Hunt and Kelsey. And if you want to take a shot on Holmes and hope those other quarterbacks just don't get there. On DraftKings, though, I really like you know, some of the builds with paying down to Mayfield. And then on FanDuel, you know, Breeze is just the cheapest quarterback, and I don't mind taking a shot at him on FanDuel specifically at his price just to make, you know, change things up a little bit. But again, it should be a fun day. I'm going to knock out a early look NBA video that I'll post here shortly. If you got any questions, head on over to DFS Army. Use promo code CashCake. Save yourself 10%. Cheat sheets are up. I'm going to go in and check projections one more time. Update the ownership that we have for this two-game slate. Get in there. Get in our chat room. Start answering some questions. See what's going on. And, again, if you hadn't hit the subscribe button on here, help me push for that 1,000 subscriber mark. Really pushing for it this year at the end of this month. And I appreciate each and every one of you. And let's enjoy some sports on this Sunday. Deuces.